This is Union Redskins Football, presented by TTCU, the credit union, and Tulsa All-State agent Jimmy Willis on News 102.3 KRMG.
Namath back to pass. Joe looking, throwing, and it's completed on the
front.
The last shot Michael Jordan will ever take in the NBA.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Terrific play, and they're just swarmed Broken Arrow's quarterback, and it's Union's football.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime.
A dominant force in Oklahoma high school football. Union is on a mission for yet another championship this season. Hear every moment live on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and always on News 102.3 KRMG. Now, the voice of Union football, KRMG's Rick Curry.
Good evening and welcome to Owosso, Oklahoma, where tonight the Union Redskins, beaten once this year by the Jinx Trojans, take on these Owosso Rams. The Rams 1-3 on the year, but ranked number 9 in the Tulsa World Rankings in the 6A district that Union plays in. The band is on the field right now. The two teams have just gone with a coin flip. Union has, won the toss and deferred. Union will receive from the south end zone. And Zach, we're about to get the national anthem underway, but obviously a game last week where a lot of guys got to play. It may be a little different tonight. How do you go out there tuned up considering first-teamers had to sit a lot?
Well, I think we talked about it last week, and Union really did a good job of sharpening up after a week off, and they had a couple people like Trey Brown that didn't play. And they did a lot of things right, and they still have a few things to work on just to continue getting better week in and week out. And I think we'll see some of that just building off of last week.
You know, as a player, you like playing, but you don't mind sitting when your team's in front and give guys some room. Some guys got some room, including some people like Darius Boone that suddenly looked like Usain Bolt.
He was outstanding last week. It was really good to see him on the field. Kid touched the ball, and again, continues to have awesome success out of the running back position at Union, and he did an outstanding job last night coming to the table.
The flag is now coming to the middle of the field here at Owosso, and in just a moment, the band will have our national anthem. We're about 3 or 4 minutes away from kickoff here between these two teams in this district game. Now let's listen to the band and our national anthem here in Owosso tonight. Also, high school band and our national anthem. Nice job by these kids here. As the Union Redskins mask to come out of the tent, they'll be wearing their all-white uniforms tonight, white pants, white jerseys, black numbers outlined in red, and, of course, the silver helmet. Owosso dressed in the home. They'll have the white pants with red stripes, the red jerseys, and, of course, that very iconic Ram helmet, the red Ram helmet with the white stripe. Everybody in the world that is a Ram wears the same helmet. Zach, it just depends on the color, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. Tonight it'll be a little bit tricky, but nonetheless, I think what we're going to see as the quarterbacks tonight really getting after it. There's a little controversy on the Ram side, and I think that we're still trying to build that confidence behind the quarterback at Union.
Let's go down to the field. Doc Blevins, he's the third member of our broadcast team, and he's got head trainer Dan Newman. Go ahead, Doc.
Well, Dan, is it the same story as it's been week after week? No new injuries?
Yep, keeping my job intact, Doc. So Trey's still out this week working through some knee stuff, but we're all good other than that.
And is this like game number five? We're halfway through the season without injuries for very many.
Yeah, we'll take that, especially this time of year, and hopefully we'll stay healthy on the way out.
Well, I hope we don't have to talk to you again tonight.
Exactly, Doc. Thank you.
Back upstairs.
All right, appreciate that, Doc Blevins. Doc also had a chance to sit down and talk to the head coach of the Redskins about this week's game.
Time to check in with Union football head coach Kirk Frederick for Coach's Keys to the Game, brought to you by TTCU, the credit union, and Tulsa All-State agent Jimmy Willis.
Well, I think the thing that they've gone through in those first few games is they've played four different quarterbacks due to injury, and so last week they were able to get their starting quarterback back, and with a lot of experience, and Troy Hudson, he played for them last year, and so having him back, I know, kind of stabilized some of their offense. Came up short a little bit, but they were able to put points on the board against a good Mustang defense last week. So we expect their offense to probably be a little bit even more sharp this week. So we've got to make sure that we handle their skill kids and tackle well. It'll be one of the biggest things.
Okay, that is one side of the ball. The other side of the ball for the Union Redskins, what do you do for that other side of the Owosso team?
We saw it coming. We were actually, we told Darius it's a couple weeks too late, and kind of giving him a hard time about it. He is really, a natural athlete that can play the position very well. And just going through some of the thought processes of how the whole offense works and how things has probably put him back a couple of weeks. But, to see him kind of break out and have that performance last week was very exciting.
That's actually him, of course, talking about Darius Boone. We'll get to him in a minute. Now the other side of the ball.
They're a four-man front for us, so it changes a little bit of our run game. And you're going to see probably more guys in the box trying to stop Shamari Brooks. And so we have to get the intermediate passing, some of the short passes. That type of passing game that we've been missing some this year, we've got to get that going.
All right, so let's get back to Darius Boone here for a second. Zach, this guy now has 7 carries for 134 yards. He's got 2 touchdowns. Of course, he touched it twice last week, and he scored twice. He's averaging 19 a carry. Some of that comes against teams that are either tired or maybe you've got some second-teamers working in there. When you see him and you think of him in the future, what do you see as a running back?
We talked about it last week after he kind of shocked us, and they gave him the ball, and he runs solid. I always hate to compare, but it's always fun to do so. He runs tall and strong. He looks like Adrian Peterson, I'm not going to lie. He gets the ball, goes outside, and just is a shock. He runs super hard. He's quick, and it's hard-nosed. So I think he's going to really make a presence.
You know what I was really impressed with when I saw him on film doing the coaches show on Monday was his knee height. Because he runs with high knees. He runs sprinter type with high knees, kind of an Eric Dickerson to me, the way he ran. When he hit the corner, the knees came up and there was nobody to catch him out there. Now,
That gear I didn't have.
Are you kidding me? That's 16 gears from the one I didn't have. The only time I'm fast is when I have to go to the bathroom or the chicken fries free. All right, so we're lining up for kickoff here at Owosso Stadium. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, and of course, Doc Blevins. Richard Johns is here. Jeff is gone for some reason. We think he's dating his wife tonight. But, if you're going to date somebody, your wife's a good one. All right, so Union's going to be returning it from the south end zone. So from right to left, Landon Wood is back deep. Although, I think that's C.J. Moore. Here's the kickoff, and it's going to be very short and go out of bounds around the 25-yard line. They'll be flagged, and that will go to the 35-yard line, and that is where the Union Redskins will start. Of course, they'll come out with Grady Davenport at quarterback. He's completed 41 of 78 passes for 620 yards. He's run 27 times for 214 yards. Now, when it comes to his touchdown interception ratio, that's not bad. It's 10-3. You don't want those picks, but they really haven't come, Zach, at bad times necessarily.
Yeah, they've always, so far, been kind of at an opportune time where it doesn't really penalize you a whole lot right before half, or you're really trying to stretch the field on a third down. So really not a bad thing to do. I'm really excited to see him kind of open up the offense. We really haven't seen that much out of the quarterback position yet, and I really think with the athletes on the field that we need to see that.
And we should see that tonight. So Union starts at their own 35-yard line, moving right to left, coming near side to receivers C.J. Moore and A.K. Wilson. There's a receiver to the right side as well. That is Richardson. Davenport in the shotgun, sends a man in motion to the left. He was faking to Shamari Brooks, rolled to his right. He's got some pressure. He's going to have to hurry. Grady is running. He's going to fire that thing out of bounds around the 40-yard line. Not a lot of chance right there. Billy Fields was the guy on the coverage. It'll be second down and 10, and Owosso covered that one up.
I like the play call. They come out first play of the game, just a little play action and keeping them honest. But the Rams come right after them. They weren't fooled at all.
Second and 10, Union at their own 35-yard line, just underway here in Owosso. Davenport again in the shotgun. This time he hands to Brooks right side. He explodes over the right side around the 36, 37-yard line. Doesn't get a whole lot further. He might make the 39-yard line. Nice push by that offensive line up front. They'll knock him down after a gain of about four at final tackle once again by Fields. It'll be third down and six now for the Redskins at their own 39-yard line.
They're taking their time getting the play call. They're not too much of a hustle yet.
Two receivers near side, one to the far side. Union, third down and six. They're at the 39. They'll need the 45. Davenport looks, calls out, then looks to the sideline. Brooks has shifted just to his left in the backfield. A.K. Wilson and Moore to the near side here. No one in motion. There's the snap. Davenport rolls to his left. Has time. Squares the shoulders. Throws to A.K. Wilson. Completes the 45. A.K. up to the 47 near the 49-yard line. Carson Kropp, the guy that took him down, but that's going to be a gain of nine. And a first down for the Redskins at their own 49-yard line.
I like it. I like the little rollout. Extend the pocket a little bit. We haven't seen Davenport on the move except for when he's been scrambling. And he got outside the pocket. And really that gives a lot because he's got the athletic ability to get downfield if he has to.
Switch those two receivers far side. Side now, first and 10, Union thrown 49, just underway, no score with Owosso. Davenport straight back, wants to go deep. Now he fires it deep. A.K. Wilson, that is C.J. Moore, who has it and then drops it at the 7-yard line. C.J. being covered by Anthony Leviathan. He had an opportunity for it around the 7-yard line. It kind of snuck in there, Zach, but I think maybe there was a hand in his face as well. It'll be second and 10.
Well, I think that's what we talked about, just stretching the field out, and that's a guy to go do it. He's big and tall, 6'4", and really will go up and make a play. Looked like he had to slow down just enough that it was maybe a little deflected on the way in.
Second and 10, Union thrown 49-yard line. No score between the Rams and the Redskins. 11 minutes to play here in this first period. Union with two receivers far right. Wilson's the guy in the slot. Davenport raises up and throws to Wilson, but whoa, just way overthrows him. That ball sailed way over his head. And I don't know if it slipped or not, but something happened. He's wiping his hands off his grading. It'll be third down and 10.
Maybe a little miscommunication or couldn't quite see the depth perception. Like you said, maybe slip. AK said, that's my bad. You know, he gave the tap on his shoulder and said, that's me. But I don't think he had an opportunity there to take that X screen pass there.
So it'll be third and 10 for the Redskins at their own 49-yard line. They'll need the 41 of Owosso for the first down. Davenport again in the shotgun. Set to his right is Shamari Brooks. There's the snap. Grady's going to roll and fire downfield. And he's got A.K. Wilson, and he makes a great grab at the 37-yard line. Sliding out of bounds, A.K. Wilson pulled that thing in. He was being covered over there by, looked like Darius Farmer, but it might have been Levine again. It's going to be first down and 10. That's a 15-yard gain, and the Redskins are going to be now in business at Owosso's 36.
Just an absolute great grab there by A.K. coming up to make the play.
Two receivers near side now for Davenport. Again in the shotgun. Hands to Brooks up inside. Shamari breaks free at the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. See you later. Touchdown, Union Redskins. Shamari Brooks outran Wayne Jones and Overton. He's going to go 36 yards for the touchdown, and the Redskins will be out front 6-0. Just good blocking up front.
Great blocking. A real big hole for him to run in, and that's just a wonderful job. The play before, he goes up and knocks the D end and gives an opportunity for a throw downfield to convert, and then unbelievable job there getting downfield.
Noah Rauschenberg on for the extra point. 10:36 to play here in this first period. There's the snap and the hold. The kick is up, and it looks true, and it is. So with 10:36 to play here in this first period, Union on their first drive draws first blood. Redskins 7, Owosso nothing. Rams will have it next here on News 102.3 KRMG.
I had a dream to take every fifth grade student in Pryor School District to the Oklahoma City Science Museum.
Right now, when you open a new TTCU checking account, online or in person, you'll get $100. Plus, every check card swipe helps an area school.
Instead of just buying stuff, you're helping people.
Thanks for swiping.
Thanks, TTCU.
Thank you.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Depend on.
Ford Powerstroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Back on Owosso, Rick Corey, along with Zach Jones and, of course, Doc Blevins on the field. Redskins kick off to the Owosso Rams. It's taken around the 20-yard line, or pardon me, up around the 30-yard line. That ball was returned by Antoine Overton. He's going to be taken down at the 31-yard line. It'll be first and 10 right there for those Owosso Rams. The Union scoring drive, 7 plays, 65 yards. Took a minute and 25 seconds. Brooks, the 36-yard run, and that, of course, gets the touchdown. The extra point is good. That's a 29-yard return, and Owosso is all set up right here at their own 31-yard line. We'll get a report from Doc Blevins here in just a moment. First of all, on the field now, the Owosso Rams, first and 10, their first play at their own 31-yard line. Their quarterback is Josh Proctor. Proctor will turn. Pardon me, that is Hudson. Hudson turns and hands off, and just crunched in the background is Bryce Cabrera. He's taken by the middle of that Union football team. It'll be second down and 8. Down quickly to Doc Blevins.
You may notice that Braden Spicer is not out there. I'm not sure why that didn't come up at the interview, but anyway, he has a broken nose tonight.
Well, that would keep him off the field. Second and 8 for Owosso. Now thrown 33-yard line. Hudson takes the snap, looks to his left, and throws that ball complete around the 40-yard line, up to the 41-yard line. Ensbrenner was the guy on the catch. Thornton, one of the guys there for the tackle. That's going to be a gain of about 8, so it'll bring up a third down and 1 for Owosso at their own 40-yard line.
A little quick game there, on a dive, and then quick pop-up, a little pop pass, what they call it, and really a little bit too much cushion there. Almost picked up the first down.
9:57 to play. First period, 7-0 Union. The officials talk this one over, and anytime that happens, usually the spot gets moved or changed. And, boy, we've had a really unique year when it comes to spots around college and high school football. And they are going to move this ball up. They put it down initially at the 40. They're going to take it to the 40-and-a-half. So this is going to be third down, and about a football's length is all. The official wants to talk to us. Randy Jeffers having problems with his microphone, so we'll skip that. And instead, it'll be third down at about a half yard for the Owosso Rams. Troy Hudson, the quarterback, 29 of 54, 454 this year so far. Nope, they're going to wave it and just call that a first down. Are you kidding me? Wow, no measurement or anything, Zach. They just waved that a first down. How about that?
From this side, it looked a little short.
I think either team, either side, would want that to be measured no matter who you are. So it'll be first and 10 for the Rams at their own 41-yard line. Handoff goes to the left side and corralled immediately behind the line of scrimmage is Cabrera. He might have gotten a half yard. Didn't look like it. Thornton was one of the guys there again. Bacek was there as well. And it'll be second down. Now they're going to call it a loss of 2. It'll be second and around 12. Tough to run wide on this Union defense.
Well, especially when the big boy at 300 pounds can run you down from behind. So you got Lee Barnes, the big boy in the middle, really hustling sideline to sideline. That's a good job by the defense.
I got to tell you, a guy that size shouldn't be wearing a single number. Second and 12 for Owosso. Now at their own 39-yard line, trailing Union 7-0 early on. Hudson has the snap, looks to his right, fires. That ball is going to be caught around the 40-yard line. It's going to be up to the 42, 43-yard line. Bounds right there at the 43-yard line was Chris Hellard. That's going to be a gain of about 4 yards. Fields was there on the tackle, and that's going to bring up third down and 9 now for Owosso. 9:14 to play, first period, 7-0 Union.
Good pressure there by Kyrie making that tackle out there in open field.
Third down now and around, we'll call it 8 actually, at their own 43-yard line. Hudson rolls to his left. He's going to throw it deep. Hudson lets it go. Got a guy out there, and it is caught. What a brilliant catch by Jalen Johnson. Johnson just pulled that in over his shoulder. He had just outrun the Union defense out there. Again, I think that was Patrick Fields, and it was right on the money from Hudson. That's good for 44 yards. It'll be a first down for the Owosso Rams at the Union 17-yard line.
Looks like 42 out there, either Reed Smith or JT McLeod is on D coverage. He's been getting a little bit more time. We've seen that number out there a lot the last couple weeks, and just too much room for that one.
So it'll be first and 10 now for Owosso. They'll set the ball around Union's, they're going to call it the 17-yard line. Turning, handing off to Cabrera to the left side. Cabrera cuts back to the middle, and he'll get maybe about a yard. He's met right there by Mitchell Lewis and several other of the Redskin defenders. We'll call it a gain of 2 and say it's second down and 8.
Well, this is where defense on the Union side gets really tight. They're pretty stingy in the red zone. I think you're going to see that come into effect again.
They put it around the 16-yard line, so we'll call it really a gain of 1. 7-0 Union, 8:37 to play here in the first period. Owosso going from left to right on your radio dial. They're at the far hash mark. 2 receivers to the near side here for Proctor. 1 to the far side. That far side receiver is Grant Van Landingham. Proctor now moves his running back Cabrera up next to him. He's going to fake to Cabrera, throw that ball across the middle. It's in and out of the hands of Van Landingham. Again, Fields there on the coverage. Also, Union had also Raper there on the coverage, but I think the official might have gotten in the way slightly as well, Zach.
Yeah, that was right in the middle, which you got a lot of things coming together there. Spencer Farquhar, we don't see on the field too often. Last week, we actually saw him play quarterback. This week, he's playing a little defense and making some big plays.
Third and nine now for Owosso. They'll need Union's 8-yard line for the first down. There's the snap, the throw to the right side. That's going to be toward the end zone, and it's going to be well over the hands of Jalen Johnson. Union on the coverage, and the coverage was really good right there by Devin Crittenden. So it's going to be fourth down and nine now for Owosso. 8:13 to play first period. They trail 7-0, and there's a flag in the backfield as well. Generally holding. All right, Zach, so if it is holding right there, as a Union team, you give them that down over, or do you try to make them kick the field goal from here?
Yeah, you make them kick, I think, for sure.
Oh, they called roughing the passer. Oh, my goodness. All right, that's not a hold. That's roughing the passer, so somebody got Hudson after the play, and that'll be an automatic first down for the Owosso Rams. So with 8:13 to play, trailing 7-0, they will now be at Union's 8-yard line with a first and goal.
Well, that'll give you an easy first and goal down there, and that was a great ball and just a little too much for the catch on that one. So looks like they might try to air this out because they know they can't run it.
Troy Hudson brings him back to the line of scrimmage. He's in the shotgun. Three receivers to his right. Hudson hands to Cabrera, and he's going to buck forward around the 5-yard line. Lewis is there. Thornton was there as well. Big Lee Barnes gets up off that pile. We'll call that a gain of about 2, and it'll be second and goal from the 5.
Well, I say they can't run it, and they go ahead and do it. I'm 100% so far in the wrong call.
Well, they'll run it some. I mean, you have to try at least. There's no question, and I think they've got the ability to do so. Cabrera's a pretty good player. Three receivers to the right side. They're now second and goal from the 5-yard line. Cabrera, the single setback, deep behind Hudson, who's in the shotgun. Cabrera steps up. Hudson's going to fire to the right. Net ball is in and out of the hands of Jalen Johnson. The coverage out there by Lewis, and I think they had an opportunity to pick that thing off, too. Farquhar did, and it might have even had an opportunity for Thornton. They don't. It'll be third and goal.
Yeah, it looks like they might have come up with something there after the deflection. And I'll tell you what, that was a great ball right where it needed to be to make the catch. And I don't know if there was a Union hand in there, but there was a deflection and incomplete.
Well, I'm impressed by Hudson so far. He's throwing it nicely, showing some really good composure in there as well. Third and goal for Owosso, trailing Union 7-0, 7.5 to go here in this first period. They'll send two receivers to the left, two receivers to the right. Back there all by himself now is Cabrera in the Wildcat. Now the offensive line moves and
twice.
The tight end moved as well. Both those guys moved, and they're going to finally call that flag, so that'll back Owosso up. And, Zach, it is difficult when you run that you got a different cadence from a different guy running that Wildcat. It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got the line of scrimmage is really something that's kind of timing, and you want the guys to know the cadence and not watch the ball, and that's what the defense has to do, so you kind of learn that cadence. And anytime you put somebody back there that's calling the plays, it really throws a kink in it, and you see an effect there.
Well, and you never know. You know, someone like sometimes in that Wildcat, you're in a hurry too, so Cabrera may have hurried that. Who knows? But that's going to move it back to the 10-yard line. It'll be third and goal Owosso at the 10. They'll send three receivers to the right side. Once again, Hudson's going to be back at quarterback. Cabrera set to his right. Straight back as Hudson. Fires to right corner of the end zone. That's going to be well overthrown. He was trying once again to get the ball over there to Chris Hellard. Did not get it in there, and it's going to be fourth and goal from the 10, and Owosso will send out their kicking team there. Kicker is Jared Cooper. Their long snapper, Matt Turpin, and the holder is Anthony Leviathan.
So well done there on the signal. They went for it for sure, and they looked like they had enough room to put it in there. So far, that connection from quarterback to receiver on the Rams side, just not quite there yet.
That was another nice ball, though, by Hudson. Teams are lined up. The ball will be set down at the 17-yard line, 27-yard attempt. There's the kick. It's up, and it looks pretty true from here, and they say it is. So with 7:28 to go in this first period, Owosso has gotten it closer. Union leads 7-3. They'll have the ball when we come back on KRMG.
Switch to U.S. Cellular and get 7 gigabytes of data per line for only $49 a month with a strong signal wherever you go. Maybe even too strong a signal. So get the most out of all your devices with 7 gigs for only $49 a month from U.S. Cellular.
Requires new retail installment contract, device protection plus credit approval, and $25 activation fee. Other fees and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Switching pays off at U.S. Cellular, located at 808A East Taft Avenue in Sepulpa, or 430 West Wakiwa in Sand Springs. Locations and store directions at uscpremier.com. See store for details.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 29 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
29 years of treating you right the first time.
with excellent customer service, affordable financing, and an award-winning service department. Show us your school spirit. Tag us, Classic Chevrolet, on Facebook, showing off your Union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car. Come see us in Owosso at Classic Chevrolet, online at classicchevrolet.net.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Welcome back to Owosso, where Union leads 7-3 over the Owosso Rams. Rick Corey along with Zach Jones and Doc Blevins. Short kickoff, and Union's going to toss that ball back to the left, and they're going to get it to one of the running backs who's going to take it up to the 30-yard line, 32, 35, 40-yard line, across the 40-yard line. That was Darius Boone they tossed it to, and Boone, with those big, heavy steps, gets all the way back near the 44-yard line. That young man right there is dangerous.
I'll tell you what's so exciting. The last kickoff, he made the tackle. So we've seen this guy come to the table. He's making a name. Now he's getting excited.
Go back down to Doc Blevins. Doc, what do you got?
Well, last week we had Spencer Farquhar going in at quarterback. He's number 7. Actually, it was Braden White, an underclassman quarterback, who has duplicate numbers. So I wanted to straighten that out so Braden gets a little bit of credit for what he did.
Gotcha. All right, 1st and 10 for the Union Redskins at their own 44-yard line. 7:18 to go first period. They lead Owosso 7-3. Davenport will turn and hand to Shamari Brooks. Burst forward across the 45, up to the 46, near the 47-yard line. Great push from that offensive line. Austin Boyd, one of the guys in on the tackle. Billy Fields, that's going to make it about a 5-yard gain. It'll be 2nd down and 5 for the Rams.
Well, Shamari came in averaging about 7.3 a carry, and you can see how.
Two receivers to the right side again for Davenport. Short slot to the left. Grady's back, going to throw it left side. And that ball is caught by C.J. Moore at the 39-yard line. Coverage was in there by Leviathan, but that was not in time. That's going to be a gain of about 11. It's going to be another 1st down. I like the way Grady Davenport has come out slinging.
Yes, I like the ball. I like that they're attacking downfield. That's just an easy out route, a 10-yard out route, and he was on point with it. Don't just put it back there 5 steps and make him think too much about it.
At the 39-yard line of Owosso, 1st and 10, Redskins. Clap of the hands for Davenport. Going to turn and hand off left side to Brooks, and he's going to buck forward across the 40 down to the 39, 38, 37. Fields again, one of the guys in there on the tackle, also getting up off the bottom is Alexander. So that's going to be another gain of 3 or 4, and we keep tenderizing the steak like that. Eventually, you can throw it on the grill. 2nd down and 7 now for the Redskins. Again, in the shotgun is Davenport. Grady's going to run the quarterback draw. He's really kind of boxed up, but gets out of there to his left and dances across the 35, down around the 33-yard line. Wayne Jones ran him out there. They'll mark him all the way to 31. Gain of about 6. It'll be a 3rd down and about 2 for the Redskins, who lead 7-3 with 6:24 to go in this first period.
Well, you said something about tenderizing that. You know, I thought right after Shamari got the ball in his hands, it just is a spark. So they kind of just go right, left, right, and then when he gets it, you've always got to be ready.
So right here, Union's got a lot of play calls at their request. They're at the 31-yard line of Owosso. They need the 29. Davenport in the shotgun. He's going to throw it quickly left side to C.J. Moore. Makes one guy miss at the 30, but doesn't get any further. They may mark him at the 29. Leviathan is the guy that made the tackle right there. And C.J., well, they're going to say he got just enough. So much like they didn't measure for Owosso last time, they don't measure for Union. I got to tell you, if I'm a head coach, I'm going to ask them to measure every one of us.
I want it, right? Spot it, mark it. I want to see it.
I mean, we're paying you guys to officiate. You might as well do your work. I want you to look at it. At the 29 of Owosso, leading 7-3, 1st and 10 for the Redskins. Davenport has the snap looking, got time, throwing that ball deep, and it's intercepted at the 12-yard line and then fumbled out of bounds by Ensbrenner. Now, they're going to call that, I would think, an interception and a fumble, and that should be Owosso's football. Ensbrenner dropped it, but he had a couple of steps there, and I think that's going to stand, Zach.
Yeah, I think you're right. He made the play right about the hash mark, right, you know, step inside the hash mark, and just undercut a post route. Again, really, really nice job by Davenport. Maybe held it just a second, but attacking the ball, trying to get the hands, C.J. Moore's hands on it. And when he stepped underneath that, when he was going downfield is when I think it slipped out of his fingers.
Yeah, so. You got to learn on those. You got to put some air under those post routes. That's not going to be a ball that you throw on a line. So 1st and 10, Owosso trailing 7-3 at their own 16-yard line. 6 minutes to go in this first period. A lot of action so far. Troy Hudson wants to get under center. Cabrera, the running back, to his left. He's going to hand to Cabrera right side. He makes one guy miss, gets forward to the 28-yard line. In the backfield, he had an opportunity to take him down. It was Devin Bacek, but he missed it. Patrick Fields eventually got him. It'll be a gain of 2. We'll call it 2nd and 8.
Yeah, Bacek tried to get up there and make that tackle and just kind of ran by him. Great job there by the running back just to get downfield a little bit.
Big Jordan Kelly back in there at the nose guard right now. We're going to give him three. We'll call it second down and seven for Owosso with their own 19-yard line. Hudson with the snap, looking to his left, firing, and that ball is caught at the 26-yard line. And again, it is Jalen Johnson, and he's going to slide forward for the first down. And that is Farquhar out there playing a little bit of defense, but that's going to be good enough for the first down. And Hudson looks like he's found something he likes a little bit in that short game.
Yeah, I think I'd probably like to attack that guy too. Jalen's out there really catching the ball well, and you've got to respect his speed, and then they're just going to run some underneath slant routes where he's wide open.
They'll move it to the 28, first and 10 for Owosso, trailing 6-3 here, 5:15 to go, first period. Turning and handing, that time to Cabrera is Hudson, and he just got smoked. He lost about a yard. The entire left side of that team is there. Bacek is there. Kelly's getting up off the ground right there as well, and so is Fields. That's going to be second down and 11.
Well, you know that defense has really got to come together tonight with Spicer being an energizer out there. He really kind of gets that team amped up. And Thornton's going to have to make a mess of that from sideline to sideline.
They'll move it back to the 27. Second down and 11 now for the Rams. Once again in the shotgun is Hudson. He's going to turn fake. He's being chased, rolling to his left. Going to have to hurry. Throws. Ball caught at the 31-yard line. Forward about is Innsbrenner. He'll be around the 32 to 33-yard line. Union had a couple of guys grab him and bring him down out there. One of those, pardon me, that's somebody we haven't seen in a while. One of those is,
we've got
Spencer Shattle, I guess, although he's wearing an 8, and also Farquhar was out there. No, I'm sorry, that was Mitchell Lewis. I'm sorry, that was Mitchell Lewis.
I thought I saw an 8 as well.
So it'll be third down around 4 for Owosso. Throw to the right side. That ball is dropped by the tight end. They tried to get that out quickly to Ethan Garner. Garner dropped it. Crittenden on the coverage, and instead it'll end up being a fourth down. They had him. They had exactly what they wanted. Just couldn't quite get him to bring it in.
Great pressure enough on there from Kyrie. Kyrie's been coming off the corner and creating some havoc, and just enough there. He had to put the ball up a little bit too high and unable to make the catch.
So it'll move the ball to the 32-yard line, and with 4 minutes to go here in this first period, leading 7-3, Union will get this back. Landon Wood standing back around his 40-yard line. The punter is Preston Hendricks. Hendricks standing back at his 18, stretches a bit. That tall guy grabbed it. Now he gets the pressure, and Hendricks is going to run to his right. He kicks it anyway, and Landon's got a chance to return this thing. He takes it in at the 40-yard line, makes a move there. He's got some room, got a bit of a wall to 45, and he's going to be hit at the 50 and taken down on Owosso's 48-yard line. Boy, the Union had a wall moving, and then Landon Wood ran into the last guy possible, and he got one shot on him, and he falls down. It's going to be football, Union's football, first and 10 at the 47-yard line of Owosso, and that's a pretty exciting return.
That was really exciting, and a potential there. There's one guy that makes that play stop where it does, and that's Drew Posey. He's the contained man on the top side of the field, and most times you're going to see that guy really crush in if it's kicked to the sideline. He stayed way on the opposite side of the field, and I don't think Landon saw him at all.
Without him, that's 6.
Absolutely. Gets way to the sideline, and outruns everybody.
3:52 to go, first period. 7-3 Union leads. They'll take the ball at the Owosso 48-yard line. Davenport again in the shotgun with two receivers to either side. Hands straight ahead to Brooks, and he is smacked. Shamari Brooks got nowhere, and it's not often you don't see any push at all out of that offensive line. But Alexander met him square up in the hole, and he lost a half yard. And when's the last time number 11 went backwards?
Well, I'd say you're exactly right. He did a great job, Alexander did, getting up in there.
Second down and a little over 10 now for the Redskins near midfield. The Owosso defense moved a bit because Davenport was calling those signals, but the Union offensive line didn't. Grady now checks for the sidelines. Shamari Brooks shifts to the right behind him. Union right above the big Rams logo right at midfield. They'll hand to Brooks left side, dances out to his left, pulls forward across the 45, still on his feet, lost his helmet across the 40. Oh, Shamari Brooks down to the 39-yard line of Owosso. Flags everywhere. Brooks' helmet is gone. Alexander, one of the final guys in there on the tackle. Also Wayne Jones, but it didn't matter as he just pulled everybody about 9 yards. But let's take a look at the laundry.
Well, I think there might have had some hands on a face mask. He was in a ruckus there and lost his helmet. And as tough as it seems as a kid that is out there running without a helmet, it just is so dangerous.
So the official is going to talk to us. And this official is Randy Jeffers, having problems with his microphone. He won't be able to say very much. He's going to say face mask, and it'll be the 15-yard variety. He's joined tonight by Chad Bowers as the umpire, Richard Doom. Or Dixon, pardon me, is the head linesman. The line judge is Scott Johnson, and the back judge is Kenny Stabler. The snake is here with us. I thought he died.
I thought he did, too. Maybe he's
real stubborn.
Reincarnated.
Yeah. He's really stubborn. 3:10 to go in this first period. 7-3 Union. They'll have it first down at the Owosso 25-yard line. To the near side, C.J. Moore, A.K. Wilson here as well. It's a pretty good lineup. Rolling to his left as Davenport fires quickly. Ball caught by A.K. at the 20. He's going to go forward to around the 18, down to the 17, down to the 16-yard line. That was Jake Insprinter as the first guy there on the tackle, but that's going to be good for about six, and you start to feel a little roll now in this Union offense.
And I like that it's they're doing what they need to because they can run the ball, and they've done a really good job all year doing that. Really what I was talking about tonight is just open that up a little bit on the passing side.
Jared Nichols out there in the slot on the right side. They're going to give him closer to eight. They're going to move it to the 17-yard line. He's second and two now at Owosso 17 for Union. Davenport hands left side. Now straight ahead is Shamari Brooks. He's across the 15 down to the 13. That's good for the first down. Several Owosso Rams there, including once again Alexander. Also getting up off the bottom of that pile is Wayne Jones. So that's going to be a first down. And now at the 14-yard line of Owosso, the Redskins will have a fresh set.
Great set of downs here. They're just really consistently moving the ball and not being one-dimensional. So it's going to keep that offense just continuing to develop and be a lot stronger.
2:16 to go, first period, 7-3 Union, and they are threatening at the 15-yard line of Owosso. Davenport in the shotgun. Grady hands left side. Here comes Shamari Brooks, 15 to the 10. Shamari cuts back at the 5, into the end zone, standing. Touchdown, Union Redskins. Oh, what great blocking on the left side of that offensive line. Stromberg, Peters, Berrios, those guys just cleared Owosso out, and it's 13-3.
Well, Shamari made an outstanding cut at the 5 to split two Owosso Rams that were really, you know, had him kind of dead to rights. He kind of put himself sideways and made a jump cut, and that really was the one that kind of sprung him into the end zone.
So once again, Rauschenberg on for the extra point. Noah Rauschenberg will kick. The long snapper is Cade Brown. The holder is Jordan Starks. Teams are set as he'll kick toward the big end zone facility here to the north. Good snap. There's the hold. Noah gets to it quickly, and that ball is up, and it's through. So with 2:01 to play here in this first period, the Redskins on a terrific drive score again. Now 14-3 Union. Owosso gets it next on KRMG.
Union football is a well-oiled machine, finely tuned and built to win. Your vehicle can be the same, and Briarwood Auto Service on 46th Street between Mingo and Memorial can help by keeping your car in its absolute best shape possible. Union fans can take advantage of $50 off any service or repair. That's $50 off service or repair, excluding basic maintenance. Briarwood Auto Service, a certified NAPA auto parts dealer, 46th Street just west of Mingo. Help your vehicle be the best, most reliable it can be with Briarwood. See store for details.
Before you get an energy savings agreement from Air Comfort Solutions, you first need to know what's in it for you. Our NATE certified technicians will call you twice a year to schedule tune-ups for your cooling and heating system. You get same-day emergency service, 15% discount on all repairs, no overtime charges, and lower utility bills. It's plain and simple. Saving your home's energy saves you cash. Your winning call 7 days a week, aircomfortsolutions.net, 743-2300.
Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Torrey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back at Owosso Stadium in Owosso, Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins. 2:01 to play, first period. Union now leads 14-3. Rauschenberg will put the foot to it. This ball is going to go deep to around the 1 yard line, taken there to the 10, to the 15 yard line, to the 20. Cutting to the right is Cabrera across the 25 to the 26 yard line. So he'll return that 25 yards. It'll be first and 10 Owosso. The Union drive, 5 plays, 48 yards. A minute 8 it took. Brooks on the 14 yard touchdown run. The kick's good, and it's 14-3. And you know, Zach, that is as complete a 5-play drive as you'll see in the way they mixed the run and the pass.
I will agree. That was really balanced in the air, on the ground, and really exciting to see.
We'll go down to Doc Blevins here in just a second. He's got a note about a couple of the Owosso players. Right now, 14-3 Union, minute 53 to go in this first period. Union or Owosso will take it at their own 25-yard line. Troy Hudson, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Got motion from right to left. He's going to turn and hand to Cabrera back to the right, and he runs into the back of his own player. Mitchell Lewis just stood up a guy right there. So did Big Lee Barnes. That's going to be good for about a yard. It'll be second and 9. Let's go down to Doc Blevins.
Hey, Union quarterback Grady Davenport and defensive back for Owosso, Anthony Liberifon, are best friends. They're on the same summer baseball team, and both of them told me before the game that this is a really, really special rivalry for them.
I wonder if Grady has a chance to try to put a move on tonight. We'll see. Second down, we'll call it 8 now for Owosso. They'll move it to their own 28-yard line. They're running players on and off. They're going to bring two receivers to the right side. One of those, Johnson, who's had a good night already, 2 to the left. Now back motion to the left side. Hudson has the snap rolling to his left. He's got a lot of pressure. Gets that ball out, and it's intercepted at the 35-yard line. That is taken down by Jordan Starks. Starks played that just perfectly, Zach. He backed up, sat down right there, waited for that receiver to curl behind him, and he went and knocked it down.
And that's an awesome play to make. It's a lot of fun being out there in space and knowing that you're kind of hiding in that zone, and he stepped right underneath it and made a great player up in the air to go get that.
You got a couple of those like that in arena ball, didn't you?
A couple once in a while. I'd make a catch here or there.
It's not easy for you to hide, though. You're a little taller than he is.
In the inside, too, it was a little bit easier because I was closer to those big boys.
Yeah, there you go. So it'll be first and 10 for the Union Redskins now at the 32-yard line of Owosso. That's now one interception for each team. 14-3 Union, a minute 3 to play here in this first period. The Redskins have it in Owosso territory. Davenport in the shotgun's going to turn fire right side quickly to Richardson, makes the catch, explodes forward across the 30, 25-yard line, down to the 20, 14 yards quickly for Richardson, and the tackle in there by Kropp, but not before he got 14 quick yards, and you talk about explosion, those long legs went quick.
He got fired after it. I think that's really exciting. Those are the easiest ones to pick up yards for a quarterback. You throw it 1 yard and pick up 10 or 11. That's awesome.
That is not bad on your stats. Two receivers to the left side for Davenport, again in the shotgun. He's going to turn handoff to the right side. This time it's going to be to a different running back, Boone.
That's Darius.
Boone's going to run out to the right, and he's going to go all the way down to around the 13-yard line. That's going to be nearly 10 again. We're going to call it about 9. It'll be second and 1, and you know, Barry Switzer always said speed kills, and he was right.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's really exciting. You see, and now Darius come in. He came in right before the half last week, and now he's getting a little bit of time with the ones.
Second and 1 now for Union. 1-2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Again, Boone is the single setback. He's to the left of Davenport. They'll hand it to Boone. He explodes up the middle to the 5, down to the 2, down to the 1 yard line. Well, they're going to mark him back at the 3. Jones made the tackle right there, but you know, there's one thing, Zach, about being a guy who has speed. He showed patience there. Hand on the back of the offensive lineman, then exploded.
It's because he has the power to run through hand tackles, so he's going to just follow his lead right up in the hole and just get after it when he's got an opening.
And he got that opening, and he did get after it right there, so it's going to be now first and goal for Union. They're going to mark it at the 3 yard line of Owosso. So Redskins already up by a score of 14-3 with 17 seconds to go in this period. Davenport now under center. Brooks back in the game. Grady turns, hands right side to Shamari Brooks. Pushes forward. Touchdown, Union. Oh, the Redskins on a running game on that drive just chewed Owosso up, and it's 20-3 just before the end of the first period.
Well, that Shamari came in tonight with 606 yards and 3 touchdowns, and he's tripled his doubled his touchdowns, so he's got 6 on the season in the first half. That's awesome.
And, you know, if you told me coming in here he only had 3, I wouldn't have believed you.
I wouldn't either, because he's been running all over the field. But I guess he runs down the field and is tired. Take him out and put somebody else
somebody
in.
Else in it. You know what? Spread the love. That's all right with us. Rauschenberg on for the extra point. Teams are all set and ready. There's the snap and the hole. The kick is up and once again looks down the middle, and they say it is. So with 7 seconds to play in this first period, the Redskins have jumped out front 21-3 over the Owosso Rams. This is Redskins football on News 102.3 KRMG.
We opened our TTCU checking account before the $100 bonus.
But for us, it was about the service. You see the benefits of having all your accounts at TTCU, but maybe you hesitate.
Well, now when you open a new checking account, online or in person at TTCU, they will give you $100. Not-for-profit, member-owned, TTCU, the credit union.
Annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20%. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/16. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770. When you know you win, yeah.